In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. The Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock. He is my foundation and fortress. Amen. You. And let us pray. O Lord, who never fails to help and govern those whom trust in you and your steadfast faith, Make us to have a perpetual faith and love of thy holy name through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The confessional reading this morning from Luther's Small Catechism, as the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household, the Lord's Prayer, and together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The fifth petition. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. What does this mean? We pray in this petition that our Father in heaven would not look upon our sins, nor on their account deny our prayer. For we are worthy of none of the things for which we pray, neither have we desired them, but that he would grant them all to us by grace. Daily sin much, and indeed desire nothing but punishment, so we will also heartily forgive, and readily do good to those who sin against us. So far, the confessional reading. This morning's Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 25, verses 6 through 9. And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fast things, feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on lees well refined. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all the people, and of the veil that spread over all the nations. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all of the earth. For the people have spoken it, and it shall be said in that day, O Lord, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord that we have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation so far. This morning's epistle, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 13 through 17. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to wise men, judge ye what I say. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we being many are one bread and one body, and we are all partakers of that one bread. So far. Rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 14, verses 16 to 24. Then said he unto them, A certain man made a great supper and invited many. And then he sent his servants at supper time to say unto them that were bidden, Come. For all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must go and see it. I pray thee have me excused. And another said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I must go and look at them. Please have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being very angry, said to his servants, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor, the maimed, the halt, the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as you have commanded, yet there is still a lot of room. And then the Lord said unto his servant, okay, go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you, that none of those men which were bidden shall ever taste of my supper. So far. We confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our sermon hymn. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon this morning is based upon our epistle reading, and I would like to read one verse from 1 Corinthians chapter 10. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? So far, please be seated. Today, we live in a world that's filled with anxiety, hate, fear, uncertainty. And perhaps at times we too are tempted to think, where is God in all of this? We remember how God appeared to Moses in the burning bush and actually spoke with Moses. We remember how God appeared to the people of Israel in a cloud by day and in a pillar of fire by night. But does he still come to us today in such a visible, tangible way? Is there a way that we can be assured that our gracious God is with us and that everything is okay? Yes, there is. In and through Holy Communion. In and through Holy Communion, Almighty God personally gets in touch with us. In and through Holy Communion, all of God's reality comes to us personally, under the form of the bread and the wine. Just as real as he was in the visible burning bush, the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night, he comes to us in a very personal way. Now, how can we be sure? How can we be sure? Listen once again. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? In other words, Jesus is with us in a personal way. Yes, Christ is truly present in the bread and in the wine. The Apostle Paul writes through inspiration, is very clear about this all-important fact. Each and every time that we receive the wine and the bread in Holy Communion, we are truly receiving the body and the blood of Christ. Just think about that for a moment. We are not just following some type of ancient ritual, but we are actually receiving the blood and the body of Christ. A miraculous union takes place, a holy communion between the bread and the wine and the body and the blood of our Lord takes place. When Jesus walked this earth, you could point to him and say, there is a man, and you could also say, there is God in human flesh. Jesus Christ was born human and divine in one person. So don't try to figure that out. Just believe it. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. Therefore, we can point to the sacrament of Holy Communion and say, there is bread and wine, also saying, there the body and the blood of Christ is received. In the sacrament of Holy Communion, Jesus Christ comes to us. It is true, the Lord's Supper. And then how do we know that this is really true? How was it that Moses knew that God was present in that fiery bush? Because God spoke to him and said, Moses, Moses, do not come any closer, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. God actually spoke to Moses. Moses knew that God was in that bush because God personally spoke to him. How do we know that Jesus Christ is present in the lower form of bread and wine? Because through his word, he has spoken to us. And his word is perfectly clear. This is my body. This is my blood. Christ does not lie. So when we receive the wine, we participate or are in true fellowship with the true blood of Christ, and the same thing is true with the bread and his body. Therefore, since Jesus really comes to us in this holy meal, communion, it is imperative that we be ready to meet him and to receive him. We generally make careful preparation when we are invited to some earthly banquet. How much more minded should we be and pay more attention to the Lord's Supper and of the need to prepare our hearts and our attitude to meet our Savior in this holy meal. We are in the physical presence of a holy God. St. Paul writes, a person ought to examine himself before they face, but before they eat the bread and drink the cup. To examine oneself simply means to actually ask ourselves some very important questions. Open your hymnal a minute. To page 48. Page 48. The bottom half. I now ask you before God who searches your heart, do you sincerely confess that you have sinned against God and deserve his wrath and punishment? Then declare so by saying, I do.
Yes.
Number two, do you heartily repent of all of your sins committed in thought, word, and deed? Then declare so by saying, I do repent.
I do repent.
Number three, do you sincerely believe that God, by grace for Jesus' sake, will forgive you all of your sins? Then declare so by saying, I do believe.
I do believe.
Number four, do you promise that with the aid of the Holy Ghost you will henceforth amend your sinful life? Then declare so by saying, I do promise.
I do promise.
Finally, do you believe that through me, a called servant of God, you will receive the forgiveness of your sins? Then declare so by saying, I do believe. Whereupon I grant you absolution. Okay. We should use that more often than we do. Continuing, St. Paul writes that a person ought to examine himself. That's what we read there just a moment ago. To examine oneself means simply that we actually ask ourselves some very important questions. You can use the hymnal, or you can just ask them yourself. And we went through that. My dear friends in Christ, this is no ordinary meal. It calls for an examination of the heart, mind, attitude, and our faith. Holy Communion is the new covenant of Christ's blood. He has sealed us with the assurance that our slate is clean, that our sins are forgiven. He remembers them no more. That's something that we can't do. But God, when he forgives them so completely that he does not remember them. So when we walk away from this table, our sins are forgiven. We are starting out with a clean sheet. The great act of redemption becomes ours. The great act of salvation becomes ours. Holy Communion is our gracious Savior extending his hand and saying, come unto me, all who are weary and are heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Yes, the Lord's Supper is no ordinary meal. Holy Communion is truly a great treasure. Your sins are forgiven. Go in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen.
Cast me not away from thy presence, and take
for our communicants, but first I'm sure there's a personal prayer that you would like to extend to the throne of grace. Let's take a moment now to do so. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase the love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. Please rise for the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord, and in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity and subsistency of majesty coequal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Lord,
Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as we drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Now may this body of blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus Christ, you are not done. Forgive us of your sins.
body, blood, strength, and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks unto thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy that you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.
Each time.